This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, Pregnancy During the Pandemic. Pregnant women are considered at higher risk for getting coronavirus, but the virus raises other concerns about a safe delivery. I talked about this with Dr. Emily Adekare, an assistant professor in the Obstetrics and Gynecology Department of UT Southwestern Medical Center and medical director of perinatal infectious disease with Parkland Health and Hospital System. We began with the possibility of the virus passing from mother to child.
A few cases have been reported, and so we don't have all the information we need to know how likely and at what point in time that virus might pass to the infant. But what we know now is that it doesn't seem to be likely to pass, and it doesn't seem to be likely to cause major pregnancy complications to the baby specifically, and so that's a good thing.
Are pregnant women any more susceptible to COVID-19 than anyone else?
So far, we don't think so. So far, we think that the major risk factors for getting sick are the ones that affect everyone else.
So it doesn't compromise her immune system or anything like that?
Well, once acquired, the infection can cause symptoms and pneumonia in some cases. When infected, we do worry, particularly in women who are later in pregnancy, we worry about her respiratory reserve and ability for a woman to compensate when she gets sick, similar to influenza. We think that the virus causes similar types of illness in pregnancy, mild symptoms in most, and then in a smaller proportion can cause severe pulmonary illness, but we don't necessarily think that she is more likely to get infected than another person simply because she's pregnant.
What kind of changes has, say, Parkland Hospital had to make during the pandemic to keep mothers, infants, others safe during labor and delivery?
First and foremost, all staff, patients, and visitors have to wear masks in our hospital. For all people coming into our building, there are temperature screens. We ask about symptoms or recent diagnoses so that we can understand who is entering the premises. Second, for labor and delivery specifically, we test all women who are admitted to our labor and delivery unit, whether they are symptomatic or asymptomatic. Finally, we limit the number of people who come into the hospital to visit for safety reasons because we don't have the ability to test all the visitors. And the more people who come into and out of the hospital from a patient's room, the higher the risk that one of those people might actually have the virus and then spread it to the patient within the hospital.
Well, has Parkland ever had any mothers diagnosed with COVID-19 who've delivered while in the hospital?
We've had over 200 pregnant women in our care at some point in time during their pregnancy who have been diagnosed with the SARS-CoV-2 infection. That's the virus that causes COVID-19. Many of those women are actually still pregnant, so they have recovered.
Has any had COVID-19 while delivering?
Yes.
Does that change then how you handle delivery then?
Yes. We make sure that our staff are protected, but also that we can limit the number of people that go into and out of rooms to minimize the risk of increased exposures. And then we are all using personal protective equipment, and we make sure that we communicate with all of the different team members who need to be able to protect themselves.
Should a pregnant woman be concerned, overly concerned, during this pandemic about the idea of having a child?
It is possible to maintain safety for the women who really need to come into the clinic and get prenatal care and then later come into the hospital and have their babies. And that has been, I think we've been successful at that so far. We are having to be very careful, and it takes a lot of learning for our patients a lot of times to help them understand why we are having to maintain such strict visitor policies, for example. But all in all, I think they understand that what we are doing is to provide excellent care and safe care while maintaining a safe environment for everyone. And so while the decision to have a child is a very personal one, there are ways that we can adapt and make that safe for women and still a very positive experience. It might be a little bit creative in terms of how to best help them at the time of delivery, get all the family members around that they want to have around. It might involve some Zoom calls, but in general, I think it can be a very positive experience still.
Dr. Adekare, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. It was a real pleasure.